News in the Church, Morning News, July 13th, 2024, by Paul Johannes Ness. Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Ness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the morning news for July 13th, 2024. Let's begin with the Saint of the Day. Saint of the Day, St. Henry the Set. Today, we honor St. Henry II, the Holy Roman Emperor, who is remembered for his piety, charitable works, and efforts to reform the Church. As a ruler, he promoted peace and justice, and his dedication to the faith earned him canonization in 1146. St. Henry II's life exemplifies the integration of leadership and holiness, making him a model for both religious and secular leaders. News stories. Filipino bishops urge nation to take more time before legalizing civil divorce. Filipino bishops have called on the nation to exercise caution and take more time before legalizing civil divorce. They emphasize the importance of thoroughly considering the potential impacts on families and society. The bishops argue that legalizing divorce could undermine the sanctity of marriage and destabilize family structures. They advocate for measures that strengthen marriage and support couples in overcoming difficulties rather than resorting to divorce. This appeal reflects the bishop's commitment to upholding Catholic teachings on the indissolubility of marriage and promoting the welfare of families. Brazilian Carmelites care for sanctuary of Saints Louis and Zélie Martin in France. Brazilian Carmelite sisters are now caring for the sanctuary dedicated to Saints Louis and Zélie Martin, the parents of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux in France. Their mission is to preserve the spiritual heritage and promote the sanctity of the family through their dedicated service. This initiative highlights the global connections within the Church and the universal appeal of the Martin family's legacy. The sisters' presence at the sanctuary underscores the international dimension of the Catholic Church and the shared commitment to honoring the lives of holy families who inspire the faithful around the world. Williams family, migrant family welcomed by the Church whose children became football stars. The Williams family, migrants welcomed by the Church, have seen their children rise to fame as football stars. This story highlights the positive impact of the Church's support for migrant families, providing stability and opportunities that can lead to remarkable success. The family's journey from adversity to achievement serves as an inspiring testament to the power of community and faith. The Church's role in offering hospitality and assistance to the Williams family showcases its mission of service and the tangible benefits of such support in transforming lives. Analysis: NATO Summit highlights divergent views on European defense future. The recent NATO Summit has highlighted divergent views among member states regarding the future of European defense. Some countries advocate for greater European autonomy in defense matters, seeking to strengthen the European Union's defense capabilities independently of NATO. Meanwhile, other nations emphasize the importance of maintaining strong transatlantic ties and reliance on NATO's established framework. This analysis underscores the complexities and strategic decisions facing NATO as it navigates current geopolitical challenges. The summit's outcomes will influence the balance of power and defense strategies in Europe for years to come. Pope Francis appoints youngest bishop in Spain to Diocese of Urgell. Pope Francis has appointed the youngest bishop in Spain to the Diocese of Urgell. At just 39 years old, Bishop-elect Antoni Vidal Ferrell Ferrer will take on the leadership role, bringing a youthful perspective to the diocese. His appointment reflects the Pope's commitment to engaging younger clergy in significant ecclesiastical positions. Catholics in Africa want Nigeria withdrawn from pro-LGBT, pro-abortion Samoa agreement. Catholics in Africa are calling for Nigeria to withdraw from the Samoa agreement, which they argue promotes pro-LGBT and pro-abortion policies. The agreement, part of international development frameworks, has sparked controversy among African Catholics who uphold traditional values and seek to protect life and family structures. Catholic Relief Services mobilizes supplies after hurricane rips through Caribbean. Catholic Relief Services, CRS, has mobilized emergency supplies and aid in response to a devastating hurricane that recently tore through the Caribbean. The organization is working to provide immediate relief to affected communities, including food, water, and shelter. CRS's swift response demonstrates the church's commitment to humanitarian aid and support for disaster-stricken areas. A year and a half after the death of Pope Benedict XVI, theological reflections in Altötting. A year and a half has passed since the death of Pope Benedict XVI. This week, theologians are meeting in the Bavarian town of Altötting, where Germany's most important Marian shrine is located, not far from Joseph Ratzinger's birthplace, to discuss his enduring legacy. Cardinal Kurt Koch, prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Christian Unity, says, "I miss him very much because he was a very, very kind person. He was a person with a very deep faith, and he was a very intelligent theologian. And these three characteristics in one person is characteristic for Pope Benedict." Even though Benedict XVI spent the last years of his life in seclusion as Pope Emeritus, people have not forgotten him. In Altötting, Rudolf Gehrig reports. Is it right to ask God for my football team to win? A recent discussion has emerged about whether it is appropriate to ask God for one's football team to win. This topic explores the intersection of faith and sports, encouraging reflection on the nature of prayer and the intentions behind our requests. The Church teaches that while it's natural to bring all concerns to God, prayers should align with seeking His will and the greater good. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in this evening for the evening news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed day.